we're exempt from that, so we actually can get no reclaim back on the diesel we pay. So we do pay full price at the pump. Now, we can get a diesel rebate scheme, which it does not counter for the 2026, the prices of the 2026 of diesel. Like, it's any diesel over €1.43, you get 7.5 cents back on rebate. It takes a few months even to get the rebate back. It doesn't sustain the 2.12 price of diesel per litre.
And the situation you're in, particularly, you say, contracts for Local Link and school transport, is you are working off agreements that were made when you submitted tenders at a time when the cost of fuel was significantly lower.
Yeah, well, that's it. You say you would tender for a price and you would go with the prices of the fuel there. And we can't, you know, you can't change the price overnight the same as what the gas stations change. They can change it overnight. We can't. We're in a contract agreement. You can't say, look, this, the price has gone up. It just doesn't work like that. It's not sustainable. The government needs to help us more in terms of, you know, the VAT exemption. They need to help us with the rebate, you know, even come to 2026 prices. And, you know, as, like, for a school bus, they're on, like, carbon emission, and they're trying to bring all the green party in or whatever. But, you know, if you look at it, the school bus, a coach load could have 30 families on. That's 30, 40 cars off the road, you know, by going on the school bus.